Hello, welcome to Grape Juice Mom, A Taste of Audio. I'm Jen, and this is episode 7. Oh my gosh, I have had so many friends contact me to talk to me about Grape Juice Mom. I'm so flattered that people are interested in the concept and my way ahead. Most people want to know how I'm making money with this, and they want to know my goals. So, I'll start with my goals, and maybe that will answer the money question. I really just enjoy this conversation about wine and enjoying wine with great people. That writing and researching about all of it is just, it's a joy. And I'm learning so much, and that's really the goal. I've mentioned that my husband and I really dream of opening a wine bar in our retirement. So anything I can do to learn more about wine and learn how other people experience wine will be great things to apply to our wine bar. So for the money piece, I'm not making any money. You'll see in a few of my articles that when I recommend a product, it may include an affiliate link. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with an affiliate link, I have applied through Amazon to be able to produce links as a small business owner. So Amazon has screened and authorized me to create links to their products. And then if a consumer purchases a product from my link, I receive a small percentage cut of the price. It does not cost the consumer any more money than if they just search for the product directly on Amazon. And as for the percentage, we're talking 1 to 3% per item. So often it's like 24 cents or 60 cents. So I'm not making a living off of that, but it does help cover some of my expenses. Additionally, down the road, I am open to the idea of partnering with companies who provide a product that I have tested and I can stand behind. And they must offer some sort of incentive to our military service members and families, and I'm not willing to budge on that one. So one of the things my friend Beth asked me was about the feasibility of hosting a virtual wine tasting. I instantly said yes, and the logistics really were truly minimal. Beth was hosting an event in Destin, Florida as a Rodan and Fields consultant and wanted to support her fellow mom entrepreneurs and thought a wine tasting would go well. It really did, guys. It was such a blast. If someone listening right now is interested in hosting a virtual wine tasting, or if you're local to Colorado Springs and in-person wine tasting, reach out to me. I'd love to hear your ideas, and we can just discuss what that would look like and maybe your audience and how you would tailor that kind of wine tasting. And I'd love to be part of it. All right, well, I'm going to get started with the article. There's lots of fun Math Geek graphics and pie charts. So if you're interested in checking those out, head on over to grapejuicemom.com. All right, let's see. So 2 years ago, the Army moved us from Fort Bragg, North Carolina to Colorado Springs, Colorado. Though it was a bittersweet move, my group of friends from North Carolina have been exceptional at keeping in touch and up to date on each other's lives. A couple weeks ago, my friend Beth, who we met through our hood rat friends in our neighborhood, reached out to me to discuss the idea of a virtual wine tasting party. I was ecstatic. How fun would that be? Initially, most people are confused by this idea of a virtual wine tasting party. Don't worry, we actually drank wine. Beth is a Rodan and Fields consultant and was hosting an event with her friend and fellow consultant, Amy. And by the way, if you're looking for a Rodan and Fields consultant, please let me know and I will put you in touch. They thought it might be fun to include a wine tasting as part of their party. I thought it was a great idea, though I knew it could be a slight logistical challenge. The first necessity was determining the theme. I told them that it would be easier to taste only white wines, only red wines, or some sort of theme of wines. They chose holiday prep as the theme of their event. So along with the skincare products, they discussed holiday makeup application, our mutual friend Candy of She Bakes, Confessions of a Baking Addict, made gorgeous cookies, and I hosted the wine tasting of 5 wines that I would recommend for the holidays. Beth and Amy told me that their best wine shop in the Destin area was Chan's Wine World of Destin. This is truly a great wine shop as they have all of their wine inventory online. Additionally, I called them to inquire about the stock they had of certain wines, and they graciously pulled the wines off the shelf that I requested and boxed them for Beth's purchase and pickup. How convenient. So all I had to do was pick up the same wines on my end so that I can pre-taste and contribute to their experience. Fortunately, I was able to bribe a couple of my best Colorado Springs neighbor friends to join me on my end of the tasting, bribed with free wine, of course. In regards to the technology, I hosted the event through Zoom, which is a very user-friendly and great method for hosting a clear video and audio communication. I generated an easy survey on surveygizmo.com and created a link on grapejuicemom.com for the participants to access the tasting survey. The survey included two brief questions per wine tasting. One, rate this wine on a scale of 1 to 5, and two, describe this wine in 3 of your own words. Keeping surveys this simple incentivizes the participation in the survey and keeps your guests' attention. The 5 wines we tasted were Chandon Brut, California, Decoy by Duckhorn Chardonnay from Sonoma, La Crema Pinot Noir from Monterey, Bear Flag Zinfandel, and Miles Madeira Rainwater. So now I am going to share with you some of the results of the tasting. This is where it's a little bit more graphic heavy, so if you really wanted to see some of the pie charts and stuff, just head on over to grapejuicemom.com. But let me see, here we go. So first I'll talk about wine number one, which is a Chandon Brut Napa Valley. The cost is $17.99. That's from Chan's Wine World cost. And it's pretty comparable everywhere else in the States. Okay, so as I discussed last night, and this was at the wine tasting, this Chandon Brut is a great wine for a pre-dinner toast. I wouldn't recommend it with orange juice for mimosas because it's a quality sparkling wine and you will lose a lot of the great flavors by diluting it. So I included a word cloud of all of the words that the participants used to describe the wine, and the largest words in the description are crisp, sweet, smooth, and easy. So this word cloud represents the words used to describe the Chandon Brut, mostly positive, and I'm so glad they liked it. And the pie chart shows that most people rated it with 4s and 5s, which composed about 85% of the participants, and the other 15% gave it a 3. So even if they didn't have a 4 or 5, they liked it, you know, on average. So the second wine was Decoy by Duckhorn Chardonnay from Sonoma County. The cost is $16.99. And what I said here is it's always nice to have a classic balanced oak Chardonnay for traditional dinners and holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. This wine wasn't as well loved as I had hoped, so I would recommend talking to Chan's Wine World about what they would suggest. I did not want to feature multiple La Crema wines, however, they do have an amazing Chardonnay. And the word cloud on this one, the most prominent words were good, smooth, and sweet, strong, and let's see, the descriptor words for Chardonnay were decent, but the scores just didn't make the mark. Oh well, maybe that means we'll just have to taste some more. And for the pie chart, it shows that it received pretty average scores, with only about a quarter of the participants rating it as a 4 or a 5. The third wine, La Crema Pinot Noir from Monterey, the cost is about $16.99. I suspected this wine would go over well, and it definitely did. I personally think this is the wine for a feast-like meal. It's light and fruity, and it will not make you feel overly stuffed. I think it's a very reasonable price point for a special occasion, and I hope you'll pick it up to share with your guests. Then the word cloud. In these word clouds, the most prominent words are displayed largest. So it is clear everyone agreed that this is a smooth wine, not a disappointed word in the word cloud. And as for the pie chart, about 80% of participants rated the La Crema Pinot Noir Monterey with either a 4 or a 5. I'd say that's a winner. Wine number four, the Bear Flag Zinfandel, $27.99. So it is a little bit higher on the price point. What I had to say was now we're getting into some of the specialty wines. Typically, Zins are much more full-bodied, fruit-forward, and bring in some tannins that are usually either loved or hated. The Bear Flag Zin did well on the ratings. If the price point is a little too steep for you, let me know and I can recommend some other great full-bodied red wines for your enjoyment. And it's clear that everyone pulled out the right notes and descriptor words for the Bear Flag Zin. You see in the word cloud, vanilla, rich, drier, dark, good, yummy. And for the pie chart, about 75% of participants rated the Bear Flag Zin as a 4 or 5. And then lastly, we had the Miles Madeira Rainwater. And the cost is about $19.99. This Miles Madeira Rainwater had a mix of responses to say the least. Dessert wines are definitely an acquired taste, but are quite traditional around the holidays. If you think you may have a guest that enjoys a dessert wine, this would be a fun one to share as it is more exciting than a port, and it's definitely at an affordable price point. If you do purchase it and share, I'd love to hear your guests' responses. So the word cloud has quite the spectrum of comments. The pie chart makes it clear that it was either loved or hated, but in the word cloud it says, wine, fruity, color, favorite, bad, good, expected. And for the pie chart, as you can see on the pie chart, the results are pretty much split down the middle. And I didn't realize until afterwards that only 11 people tasted and commented. Come on, guys, live life on the edge. So only 8% voted it a 5, and then no 4s jumped right down to a 3 at 42%. And that makes 50% of the crowd said it was a 3 or above. The other 50% rated it a 1 or 2. All right, so that's all I have for my virtual wine tasting. If you're interested, like I said, reach out to me, and I'd love to hear and brainstorm on some things that we could do. All right, catch you next time. Bye.